From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to the parliament and the assembly of experts to act in interest of Iran, he said, and stand against outside influences. Unofficial tallies are showing that reformists and moderates won most of the seats in the weekend voting. President Hassan Rouhani made last year's nuclear agreement with the group of world powers a key objective of his administration, and some believe the election outcome could be interpreted as support for his policies. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today for more than 150,000 Syrians as an end of hostilities in Syria is in its third day. There have been some claims of violence along the way. Staffan de Mistura, the UN envoy for Syria, speaks out about the truce that brought about the ceasefire.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Authorities in Somalia said today at least 30 people were killed in Sunday's double bomb attack by Al-Shabaab militants in the town of Baidoa. Attacks came 48 hours after two massive explosions killed 25 people, wounded nearly 60 others in the capital Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for those bombings as well. This is VOA News.